This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
From the dating website Plenty of Fish.
Oh, good.
Never like to commingle fish with my dating, but I'll go with it. That's Plenty of Fish.
I haven't found that section of Pornhub yet.
No. Oh, it's there. I'm sure it is.
I'm sure it is.
Look at the pout on this trout.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Big mouth bath.
Wants it. Wants it. Let's see. The dating app Plenty of Fish put out they have an annual list of dating trends. This is this year's. A few of the trends on the upcoming list. So this is what they forecast for 2021.
Okay.
Some of them have to do with COVID.
Makes sense.
These are the trends they expect to see more of next year. Fauci-ing.
Fauci-ing. What is that?
It's something somebody made up. This is so stupid. Fauci-ing. Declining to date someone because you don't think they're taking this pandemic seriously enough.
Yeah, they need to be on fleek with the pandemic.
On fleek. With the pandemic. Nice. I've got a story here about it was like a Dear Abby kind of a letter.
Mm-hmm.
That girl broke up with her boyfriend because he refuses to wear the face mask and he thinks the whole thing's a hoax. And this is where we need to part company.
I got to be honest. If my girlfriend was that way, I might as well.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of indicative of some other things.
It goes toward a different, it's a different, that's like a lifestyle viewpoint,
mm-hmm.
right? Masquerading.
You fake concern about the pandemic?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
When you pretend to care about the situation just so people will go on dates with you.
I can understand that. I mean, I care about the pandemic, but I mean, we all have done that.
Or you're just saying this to get a date, right?
We've all pretended.
With Sean.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Justin Bieber.
Of course, yeah.
You know, I mean,
Jean-Claude Van Damme Film Festival, of course I'm in.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah. Wow.
I watch The View every day.
You probably didn't know there was a third Home Alone planned.
And when I'm done with The View, I watch The Talk.
Oh, man, that's what a day.
Then The Chum.
Then I take fire ants and shove them in my pee hole. Because it's a similar sensation.
Yes, it is.
Apocalypsing. Treating every relationship like it's your last.
Oh, okay. All right.
Going from 0 to 100.
Okay. I get that.
A third of single people say they know somebody that's done that.
Oh, yeah. I know somebody
just like
that,
class 5 clinger kind of.
I mean, like you said, 0 to 100 instantly.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, what was that thing the other day? With it? It was there. Was it from F My Life last week when the guy said they were on their first date and she started talking about their kids and their what they're going to look like and all of a sudden it's like, ooh. All right, how about Zoolandering?
All right, now you've piqued my interest.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm reading this long. Zoolandering.
Zoolandering.
Much difference.
Yeah, like the movie Zoolander, it's people who will not stop checking themselves out on camera when you're on Zoom. How do I look on the Zoom? Sanitizing. This one is not a COVID thing, but it's when you delete photos and wipe all the evidence of past relationships from your social media.
Well, generally, depending on what it is, I'm going to do that anyway. Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with a new person.
Yeah. What sucks is when you've got that really great picture with your favorite musical artist.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it's not your wife standing next to you with her arm around you. It's somebody else.
In 2020?
That is true.
In 2020, that can be fixed. You don't have to worry about it.
I just saw a picture tonight where they were trying to show the pastor of Bieber's church.
Yeah.
Not the founder, but the guy who was pastoring it last, who's been involved in an extramarital affair, et cetera.
Right.
So they got a picture of him and his wife standing there, and then they got a picture of the other woman, right?
Right.
But in the picture of him and his wife, you can see the wife's hand down low. There's a tiny little hand in it that they've cut that little person out of the photo so that, was a family pic.
She just has these tiny little hands.
Yeah. That's what attracted me to her in the first place. I love a woman with tiny, tiny hands.
Yeah.
I feel huge.
Yeah. And a butt doctor that has the same.
Absolutely.
End gaming. Accidentally sending a racy photo or video to somebody that you're dating. By accident.
Oops, sorry. That's my schlong. I apologize.
How can it have a name if an accident? But excuse me. Sorry.
I was just, saving that for
actually,
later.
Actually, that's only half of it.
Yeah.
I apologize. Folkloring. Come on.
I mean, just making stuff up.
Being so focused on fairy tale romance that your expectations don't match. Waldoing. I spent some time Waldoing last night. When someone only posts group photos on their dating profile so you can't tell which person they are. Ashley, that's brilliant.
Me and 300 friends all wearing red and white shirts.
In. Oh, my God.
That's good.
That is really funny. Of course, that comes to us from that dating website.
Think about it. Have big, beautiful dating sites let you down? That's why we created Plenty of Flesh.
The usual big, beautiful women's sites just weren't big enough. I wanted a girl who was thick as a sequoia and had her own zip code, and I found her on Plenty of Flesh.
I wasn't looking for just another big, hairy papa bear. I wanted a man so large, I could throw a rope around him and march through New York City on Thanksgiving Day. And I found him on Plenty of Flesh. In fact, he was impossible to miss because he was blocking the website camera.
At Plenty of Flesh, we know you don't want none unless they weigh a ton, hon.
Our first date was a secret late-night swim at SeaWorld. Thank you, Plenty of Flesh.
Your big date awaits at Plenty of Flesh. Make large happen.